Are you ready to jink the system?
Whoa, whoa.
Let's jink it.
Jink it raw.
Jinkies.
We should really write another song sometime.
Nah.
No?
Okay, let's do it.
How many have we done? We done one per year yet?
Send in your song lyrics.
No, don't do
it.
Nobody send us anything again, please. Don't.
No?
No.
We don't. Okay.
It's obligation,
man.
Well, as soon as anyone tells us something to do, that's the last thing we want to do.
Oh, of course.
You know our ways.
Yes.
Our ways and means.
That it memes?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I was raised.
Yeah.
Never
the way I was
told.
Reared. Yep.
So,
nature versus nurture.
I was just in the bathroom, right?
Okay.
And then after going to the bathroom, putting my junk away, right?
Right.
I'm like, what the? Because you know what I did? I flicked piss into my face.
Into your face or into your mouth?
My face.
Just not your lips at all?
First I shit myself, then I piss my own face. Piss in my own face.
That's all right.
Week is not going well.
Dun, dun, dun.
But do you know what can make my week go well?
What's that?
I got Monday, The Evil Dead. Tuesday, Evil Dead 2. Wednesday, Bruce Campbell versus Army of Darkness, the director's cut official bootleg edition.
Wow.
That will make my week go well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should sell director's cuts of books?
I don't think books have directors.
But, like, all kinds of extra words and, like, super, super wide margins, like...
You know, that would be funny if some of the most beloved books, the original manuscripts pre-editing were released. You could see how, like, what the author really wanted you to see.
Or with the editing, you know, with crazy crossouts and all the...
Oh, first that edit?
That could be an acetate overlay. Like, it could be every page... Could it be the original manuscript, and then you could overlay.
And then there's just like huge black bars across so much of it.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Redacted. What's up?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't think books have directors, though? What do they have? Editors.
Authors
and editors. So the editor's cut is the one that you get anyway. Fine.
Yeah.
Author's cut.
Jim Shooter edition.
Yeah. Assistant Editor's Month. Hey, Brian, I went to a comic convention this weekend.
No way.
Yeah, and...
Was it SPX?
No, I'm not... No.
Okay.
It was FallCon.
Then it doesn't matter.
It was the Minneapolis Comic Con that they have at the State Fair.
It doesn't matter which Comic Con you were at.
Okay. Well, they have it in the grandstand now. They used to have it in the education building.
What is a grandstand?
They outgrew it. The grandstand is where, like... It's, like, under the... The seats.
The Meredith Grandstand?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Who's that?
What?
But I got Avengers number 239.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think I do know what it is.
January 1984? Yeah.
Yep. With David Letterman set?
Yep. The Avengers on Late Night David Letterman. It was the Assistant Editor's Month. Don't say we didn't warn you.
What does that mean exactly?
Assistant Editor's Month?
Yeah.
It means all the editors went to Cabo. So then they had the assistant editors do
Cabo
the books.
Cabo Hotel?
Cabo-man.
They're Cabo-loading?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Al Milgram?
So hold on.
Joe
that means
Sinat?
They all went away and the assistant editors got to take over the books?
That's the joke.
Well, how does that help sales?
It's just the joke. Just for jokes. This is back when comics were just comics, you know?
When it was a good old boys club.
Yeah. Michael Carlin was the editor, and Larry Bud Millman was inspiration. That's nice. I like that. But yeah, Al Milgram and Joe Sinnott. That's solid stuff. That's how comics are supposed to look.
Sure.
Totally.
And so the Avengers went on David Letterman. Was there a fight?
There was a fight, yes.
Did Ultron show up?
No, it was...
Reaper?
A dude.
So, Zodiac? Was it Zodiac?
It was, what do you call? It was like...
Skunk War? Did Skunk War show up?
It was like a Mark David Chapman type situation. You know what I'm saying?
No.
This dumpy rusty dude showed up to... He'd be like, I'm going to be famous for killing the Avengers on David Letterman.
Man, what did that happen?
Then Jodie Foster will love me.
What?
Yeah, babe.
Jodie Foster will never love you. Oh, my God. What the? You done?
Yeah. So it was, it was only 60 cents on the cover, and I got it for much less than that, even.
And why is that?
Because it was from where my brother sells comics at the con.
Hmm.
He was working there. Yeah, I just took
by
it.
Trunk? I mean, but.
No. But he was. Oh, this is so sad. So, okay, my brother's working at the COD, right? They got two guys, man. And
COD?
Because he works at the Nostalgia Zone. Okay? That's the name of the comic store he works at.
Yeah.
That's gross. But, so he works there, and they have their big booth.
The Zone.
They got bins of, like, four for a dollar comics going on. Okay? Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, pretty good deal. And then the bagged comics, it was 50% off whatever the market price is and the stuff in the bags. Mm-hmm. And this was marked at $6. But, so when I ran into my brother at the con, he was not at his booth. He was at a booth on the other side of the room.
But did he pronounce it a booth?
Booth. He was shuffling through five for a dollar bins. Okay.
So you could take him back to his booth.
That's yes.
Cheaper.
Yes. That's not a lie. That's what happened. That I watched him. He dropped $30 there and carted it over and dropped him into his boxes. Like, kind of make that. Oh, man. Barf.
I came out like a bandit.
Yeah.
A bandit that made a dollar.
I guess. It's so...
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, totally. Like, and then he's like...
Go around and find some Coke cans to take. Coke cans to take back.
He was all sick, too. It's all sniffing and whatnot. Sniffing and snorking and stuff, you know? And yeah. He's like, oh, I just need some Kleenex. Could you find me some Kleenex? I'm like, come on. All these comics, you got nothing to blow your nose in.
It's for real. Something. Yeah. Gotta be a rot space night around here somewhere.
Yeah, don't say that to him, though.
Oh.
He's big fan of that, yeah.
I don't want my milk or my food.
Huh. Well, you can bring me your milk. I'm not gonna eat toast on the air, but I'll drink milk.
There's milk on her food?
Yeah. Bring me that. Bring that milk there.
The gravy?
Yeah, the girl milk. Did you?
Meat milk? Here's some meat milk for my potatoes.
You didn't dip the toast in here, did you? Did you dip anything in here? Okay.
She dipped her bougie into it.
Dip my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I bought 2%. Oh, it's so thick. It's like drinking candy. Fat candy. We've been on 1% for years and years, but they had a deal. Buy 2% and take them home.
Do you think that Sesame Street's going to have a 50 cent spoof and call 2% or something?
That'd be pretty good. I bet they would have already done it if they were going to, though.
Shit, you're right. They're much more on top of things than that. They are as current as Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I said I'm taking this, what I told them.
Yes, you're taking the Avengers meets David Letterman's.
Yeah, because I had Tyler Hutchinson's comic.
Yes, because...
Because
he was there.
He was there. I said, hey, Tyler Hutchinson. And he said, it's
fine. No, it's no N. It's a Hutchison.
Huh?
Hutchison.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why I can never find him online? I'm like, wow,
yes.
I guess he just doesn't.
There's no N.
Well, I've been saying it wrong.
There's only
time.
One at the end.
Hutchison. Hutchin?
I don't know.
Hutchison?
Doesn't seem right.
I'm looking on page one here.
It makes you sound drunk.
Hutchison. No, look, what? That's. Why would you do that?
No, no.
All right, well, I'll roll with it.
I think it's a witness protection program.
So I saw John Michael Hudgens. And
wait, is that the guy who used to sing for NXS?
Michael Hutchins.
Yes.
I've been saying his name wrong this whole time. I'm so embarrassed, but not really.
But do you think it'd be a good thing for witness protection to like just spell your name wrong?
Yeah.
I guess
that would work better than anything. No. Because Google never is like, well, did you mean Tyler Hudgens?
And if you're going to change your phone number so no one ever finds you, just make it off by one digit.
Mm-hmm.
No one will ever find you that way. If they do, it'll give you the wrong people, you know? But it's like, how many wrong numbers do you get where they're not even close?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Transposing two digits is the thing that always happens, right?
Mm.
Transposer. And then I got that Lucy Nisley print, too.
Oh, good.
But
did you read it?
Yeah, it's great. It says Mickey's.
Kind of a quick read.
Yeah, it's awesome though. It's a super nice print. But she gave it to me because I lost my job.
Oh.
Yeah, like I went to her table and I was like, hey, you're from the internet. And I saw the thing and I was so excited to come get this, but now I don't have a job. And, but she's like, well, it'll be online. I'm like, okay, well, keep it online. I'll print one there. And then, and then I went and walked down to go see Tyler. And Lucy's boy man friend, Manfred Manboy. What's his name?
Beardy.
Yeah. No, he didn't really.
Didn't have beard?
No.
Oh, good.
But he came over and was like, hey, Lucy wants you to have this. And he gave it to me.
Yeah.
She signed it in the corner. And her name was definitely scrawled in the corner.
And the ink was still wet, so you were able to wipe it off.
It was pencil. She signed it in pencil.
Oh, that's weird.
So, her signature's not done yet.
You can get yourself at home.
Yeah, so then Tyler gave me his book, so I was like, hey, I'm on a free streak.
You know? How to autograph posters the Marvel way.
Yeah. Sorry. But then, plus, I got into the con for free. It's $11 to get in there.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Scott got free tickets from at his work, somehow.
Oh.
He works at FYE.
What's that?
Huh? I don't know.
CD store?
Yeah. I don't know why he got free tickets. I think I told you before.
I don't think I knew that.
I don't know.
Okay.
So then I'm all, hey, Tone. Because I flip into his box, just first flip, and it was like, hey, it's the Avengers comic I was just talking about on the talking show.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, Tone, I'm taking this. He's like, So then I act like I'm putting it back and just smashing it into the box. From there, yeah. Of course, you know. He's like, no, you could take it. And here's a Dr. Pepper if you want. So that was my...
Hmm.
All turned out great. And then I went and had a shawarma beef.
Made out like a wet bandit.
Yeah, totally. And then I went and had a combo plate at Dino's.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Dino's gyros.
Okay.
It's like a kebab and some gyro meats and some falafel things and some spinach puff.
Robert.
Yeah. A carafe of yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dipping yogurt stuff.
Tzatziki.
Tahini.
Tahini.
Ugh. 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 That stuff on its own.
Give me some tahini tonight, if you know what I'm saying.
So gross.
What?
Taste of tahini on its own?
I don't think I know what that is.
It's gross. It's like sesame seed paste.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't really like that.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Hummus. You like hummus?
I love hummus. My wife makes a good hummus.
Hummus is pretty good.
Yeah. She was pushing the outer limits of its garlic ability, though.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of garlic, but she was experimenting with
garlic. She was just feeding you garlic paste?
Yeah, it was getting to that point.
I ran out of chickpeas months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's pretty good. But that's why we have tahini. It's for that.
Tahini.
It takes a little tahini in there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep you on the straight and narrow.
Then I bought a chair, Brian.
I heard.
Oh, okay. On the way home. I ate with Scott at Dino's, and then we talked about feelings. You know how I love talking about feelings. And then I bought a chair. I went to the Unique Thrift Store.
Was that segment called Feelings It Up?
Yeah. Totally. So I bought this chair. It was $15, which is exactly how much I saved not buying Lucy's print. So
yeah.
I said, hey, I gotta buy this chair.
It was $15?
Huh? Yeah.
It's kind of a lot.
It's kind of a lot for a print, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
No, but at SPX, you saw Steve Wolfenstein.
Yeah, it was $5.
It was $5.
And I was like,
I know
that's
everyone
kind
has
of a
different
lot.
Costs, different. But for his head, replay value, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. You can read it again and again.
Yeah.
You cut it up, throw a staple in there.
Sharp. It was sharp.
Yeah. Really good.
No, I saw hers. I saw her art thing.
It was very good.
It's good, but it's weird because you can go to Comic-Cons and for $15 you can get a lot of original art that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? And depending on who it is, there's, you know, you
Well, it's also weird because it's like, well, you better hope that everyone has every book of yours that they... I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how much is your comic? $5? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would I buy this poster when I can...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not here to criticize people's pricing.
No.
They can charge what they like, but no. I don't think I would buy a print of a poster like that for $15.
Well, I am contractually obligated to say that I would have.
Oh, okay, good.
But the price was right.
Yeah.
After all. I wonder if maybe it just said $15, and then anyone who expressed any like sincere interest in it, anyway.
Just to keep the riffraff.
There you go, boyfriend. Go deliver this.
These are free, but I don't want everyone to know it.
Yeah, exactly. Because then they'd be gone right away.
That's right. Yeah, people were just taking them and like, oh, something free, I'll take it.
Yep, stuffing in their front pants pocket.
I really wish I could afford that, but it's just too damn expensive. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Give you a deal, $5.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Did I tell you that we had dinner with those two? They were in Vancouver a few months ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had dinner with them. Me and Ed and Steve went to Gyoza King.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, nice folks.
What was it like? What did they eat?
Gyoza?
The tidy eaters?
Tidy?
Yeah.
Or tiny?
Tidy.
I don't know what you're saying anymore.
You know, they were tidy. Hoed was her tidy dancer.
I don't remember. It was actually a long time. It may have been a year ago now. I don't know.
You're thinking of someone else.
No, it was them. And then next time I met them, I don't think they remembered me.
No. I asked them this time.
Yeah. I think I have that effect on people.
Yeah.
Well, oftentimes, so. Because I will have differently lengthed hair at any given time,
mm-hmm.
and I may or may not be wearing glasses, and I think that changes my look quite a lot.
You should get a bunch of the same shirt.
Also, it's Vancouver, and I'm part Asian.
Yeah.
I could be anybody.
If you had, like, a signature look, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I used to think about that, you know, like when I did journal comics.
Yeah.
That was a big thing, you know?
Get a bunch of white t-shirts and blue jeans.
White jeans.
And then you'd be real distinctive. People would be like, oh, it's old white t-shirt, blue jeans.
Hey, there's the guy who doesn't wear any logos.
That's me.
That's me too.
I can't do it. Even if it's something I really like. I don't like wearing shirts of stuff. Of stuff. I like wearing shirts to hide my titties. That's like why I wear a shirt. Put my titties into something.
That's why you want logos on them. You got a nice big screen print on it, and it'll stiffen up the shirt. Make it flat.
No, not with these titties. And my sweat.
It would just makes the point outwards.
It would distort. Yeah.
Yeah.
Punk and bloat.
Fucker.
Meh.
Ah.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I got my chair, but it was gray, okay?
Mm.
Like, and it looked okay, but it looked a little dingy, you know?
Great.
So I bought some...
Great chairs don't make it.
Yeah. Hey, nice. So I bought some red corduroy and recovered it and put new additional butt padding into it.
Why don't you just add the butt padding to your own butt?
Oh, I got... Hey, let me tell you. Hey, yeah. But, yeah, worked out real good. The end.
I got a SkyMall off the plane.
Yeah?
And, oh, fuck, that's so good. So good. I love them.
Yeah.
And they had an ad for, an ad? There's no ads. The whole fucking thing's an ad. There was a entry, what do you call it? Segment of it. For like, hey, ladies, here's some butt padding. If you have no butt.
Yeah, it's how like, about that? What do you think about that falsies? Stuff?
But the image, it was clearly photoshopped to make the woman's ass look even flatter than it should have. It just looked wrong, you know? And like, then she put the padding in and it kind of looked somewhat normal. And I was just wondering, who has, like, negative ass, you know? I guess a lot of people.
I don't know.
Do you think it's for, like, anorexics? And it's like, here's how to fool people and think, can you look normal?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Or wait, they don't want to look normal. I'm confused.
I don't know.
Covering anorexic?
I don't know.
You ever see that shirt that fat guys wear? It says, I beat anorexia?
Yeah, that's not good.
Sensitive. That's sensitive.
Not, I don't know. It's not nice.
And also, don't brag about being fat.
No matter what.
Not good.
There's no way that it's good.
Love.
Nope.
It's not true.
No.
Nope. Not true. If I wanted more love, I'd get to.
How shallow do you think I am, you know?
That's right.
Like, oh, I just love the mass of you. That's, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pound for pound. I am more love.
Man. Well.
Yes. I don't really understand pound for pound. Because it's like, there's a big guy and a little guy, right?
Okay.
You're measuring them out pound for pound.
Right.
Big guy obviously has excess.
Right.
So is the point?
I think it is like pound of fat versus pound of muscle.
Oh.
Is what the saying is? Maybe
no, what they say like pound for pound, this guy's a better fighter or something like that. And what they usually mean is he may be small,
right.
Proportionately he has more fight ability.
If they both weighed the same, he would be for sure better.
I guess that's what it means. But it's weird because it's like, okay, say there's a guy who is, you know, he's one and the other guy is one and a half times, you know? Like he's 1.5.
Yes.
Let's just say he's half times more large. What? the guy who's one has 100% weight in him, right?
Yeah.
And you measure them up and he has more, but that means the second guy, his 100% of fight only goes to like 3/4 of him. So he has a quarter more possible fight in him.
Yeah.
I'm confusing myself. I'm sorry.
It's a word problem. It's a nice math, mathing it up.
You cannot fight this man. He is my daughter.
Yeah, that is.
You like a survivor.
It's the son who's talking, though. That's the answer to that one.
Hmm,
right?
He's a ventriloquist.
Yep. The fox and the chicken.
Yep.
Yep. So.
You got box brown. You got chicken. You got a bag of weed.
Yeah.
You gotta get him across.
Stay alive.
Take the weed, Box Brown will eat the chicken.
That's true.
Take the chicken, Box Brown will smoke the weed.
Maybe. I don't know.
Huh.
Well, I can't say for sure.
Okay.
What's gonna happen? What are that guy's doing?
We should
ring him up. Go ahead, add him on here.
Okay.
Tap him in.
No.
Is that a thing? All right, then. Well, this has been...
tough times.
Yeah, and it's grim. It's grim.
These are lean years.
Yeah. What's going to happen to the show now?
I think we should rob Peter to pay Paul.
We can't...
PayPal.
Yeah. Rob Peter to PayPal.
Rob Beatus?
Yeah. Oh, careful.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Oh, why?
what did you do this weekend? I told you all the things I did and bought.
Canadian Thanksgiving. I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? No, we just call it Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh.
What do you call it there?
Canadian Thanksgiving.
No, you don't. You just call it Thanksgiving, don't you?
You guys call it Thanksgiving.
Do you call Thanksgiving American Thanksgiving?
Yes.
When it's Thanksgiving time?
But we don't celebrate it or anything, but that's what I call it.
What do you guys celebrate instead on that day?
I observe it.
You don't have
November? Nothing.
Nobody has work, anything. Do they?
Yeah.
Everything's closed, isn't it?
Business as usual.
Why?
So you guys can come up and have a holiday.
You get no American money.
We do. We have our holiday separate from you so that we can collect all your tourism dollars.
Oh.
So come on up.
Is that how you've been working it this whole time?
Yeah. Big scam.
You guys are secretly a state, aren't you?
I went to a Vancouver Canucks game with Bougie.
Okay.
Went to watch a hockey game.
That's a bad word.
What is? Bougie?
Yeah.
Yeah, snoozy Bougie. Great seats and watched a hockey game. We played the Dallas Stars. It was fun. And did that on Thanksgiving Sunday. So I missed out on several Thanksgiving dinners.
Wow. What was instead okay? of eating?
Instead of eating, yeah. I had a beer, an $8 beer.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, ate some potato chips or something. Bougie got some nachos. Some $8 nachos.
That's no good. That's not Thanksgiving.
No, it was good, though. I didn't go home because I was there the previous weekend for a funeral, and then I was at SBX the week before, so I didn't want to travel.
Stop saying SBX.
I'm sorry. It's over, man. We're never going.
Get away.
Bill, we gotta go back to the convention.
No.
Getting in planes, hoping to go to Bethesda.
That's what this is?
Yeah, you know.
I would be the Kate in that circumstance.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Because you have a kid that's not yours?
That's right.
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, man. Keep having that dream.
Found it in the yard.
They're all poopy. This isn't gonna make any sense because my dream was on the old show. So, the old throwaway show.
for those of you who want an exclusive peek into the workings of the Spy vs. Spy machinations,
just put it on the end of this one, and if they don't want to listen to it, they can just quit. You know? Quit while you're ahead.
Okay.
Bonus stuff should go at the end. Not separate.
Yeah. Although, yeah, you don't eat candy before dinner.
Right. DVDs, listen up.
That's right.
Put all your bonus features at the end of the feature.
Stop.
Do not let me select them from a menu, because I will just go right to them.
Don't put so many damn clips of the movie in the menu.
Oh, no shit.
That is the worst.
Seriously.
God.
Yeah. And also, while we're at it,
yeah.
No audio loops. Just no music on the menu, please. Because I will fall asleep, and that will go back to menu, and I don't want to have weird fever dreams about just little audio clips and music-y bits.
Just knock it off.
Or when the movie ends and you're making out with a lady.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to menu and it's got some stupid quote.
Here's what I think. Now, people are not going to like this. This is a little out there. But I think put the DVD in and it plays the movie. Like that?
You mean don't go to menu, do not press play?
No, you have a menu button. Play. If you need to go to the menu for some reason, you can go to the menu.
Can you skip the previous?
Yeah, that's
fucking
another thing.
Trailers on DVDs. I did not fucking buy the DVD so I could see what else was to buy. I fucking know. I went to the store. I saw it.
Why aren't they offsetting that? You know what I'm saying?
Why is the DVD cheaper? Because it has ads on it?
Exactly.
Yes, please.
See, this is...
They're not...
Well, I'm glad. Everyone should steal everything all the time. Just no one buy anything ever again. Spy or Spy, never buy anything again.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's have it.
Well, that's how I really feel.
What's that?
Yeah, you never buy anything.
Probably not. We are a prime demographic of, you know, feel a little bit of guilt for stealing, but
we're the last generation to feel any guilty at all about it, though.
I think so, yeah. I do feel guilty about stealing from music artists.
No.
That are small potatoes guys.
No, it's not stealing.
No, I don't know. I still think, you know, buying music is still a thing, whatever. But convincing somebody to, you know, like, shell out $20 for a DVD when, we're going to put out a better one next year or in 6 months or something. I don't know, man. The DVD market is fucked.
Yeah?
I don't think it can sustain.
You feel bad downloading music, though? Let's delve into this. Let's examine Brian's.
No, I don't feel bad, but it's more like I will still buy music.
Sure.
I don't necessarily feel bad, but I definitely believe in try before you buy.
I like to buy music for people as gifts. I like to buy people CDs. I think that's
fun. Gifts?
A good time. What's up?
How could you talk to Brian if he was in a far state?
It's just like being on the phone, but it goes through the internet. It goes in the computer, and then on the internet, and then out of his computer. He has microphone and headphones, too.
I didn't know that.
Yep, that's how it works.
Should we do video conference next up?
Maybe, sure.
Ugh. We should. I have this webcam that I never use.
Yeah, me too.
But, I have an LCD
Bucci.
Monitor.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have an LCD monitor, so the webcam does not sit on top of it like it used to on my old CRT.
Right. So what do you use?
I gotta find somewhere to stick it. And you don't wanna put it on the desk, otherwise everyone sees your underjowls, you know?
Yeah.
Not a flattering upskirt shot there.
No, it's not good. I use a stack of things.
I gotta put it up high somewhere so you can see my cleavage.
I use a stack of my empty blank DVD tubs. That's what I use.
Oh, yeah.
For when I'm burning all of
my... Man, remember when those used to come in individual jewel cases?
Yeah, and they were $4 or
$7. Do you miss the jewel case?
No, it's a terrible, terrible thing. They're so brittle. I hate that.
And they started making them so thin and crappy.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, we were really ready for it to go.
No, I like this whole spool system. It's all right. But honestly, hard drives is better than that. And then it's like, well, what's better than hard drives? Bandwidth.
Yes, please.
Yeah. I mean, it's dumb. I feel stupid every time.
Own, personal satellite. Just put it out there, and yeah. I can access it on whatever device.
I don't like burning off just 4 gigs at a time. It's like,
oh my god, it's so dumb. So,
it takes forever.
So dumb.
Sometimes it doesn't even work.
No, I mean,
burning failed.
Flash memory is getting there, so just get an 8 gig. Get a bunch of 8 gig memory sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And keep those in the cabinet.
Just a big key ring of them, like a big janitor's key ring type.
No,
thing.
That'll never work because there's not enough room to write on them what they are.
That doesn't matter.
You gotta print out labels with a really small font.
Well, you gotta be able to decide what you're gonna listen to or watch. I'll just
throw everything away. You don't need it.
Dude,
download it as you need it.
Never. No, yeah. Always.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the real nugget of truth here is if every, you know, movie and music and TV was on a, let's just say, let's call it iTunes, even though I don't want it to be iTunes.
Right.
Let's say iTunes has everything ever. And they're like, hey, man, instead of cable and movies and all that, you pay fucking, I don't know, $30 a month.
Ooh.
Whatever it is.
Stinks.
An amount.
I don't know.
It might even be less because it's
not. Oh.
Right, but no, here's an amount, you subscribe, and you have free reign on everything in the library. Like, you, just as you want it, you stream it.
Finally, yes.
And all, every music ever, and every movie ever, but that won't happen, because Apple only has access to certain...
Let's get over that hump, though, let's just pretend it's okay.
Yeah, but once that, whatever service it is, like Netflix, or whoever ends up taking over, you
Twitter.
Know, Twitter. My money's on Twitter.
Yeah.
No, but what's more likely to happen? I mean, we're almost getting there now, where it's like you can almost get anything just through direct download. You know, people will be like, oh, I put this on RapidShare, and
right.
It's already on the internet, and it's not real. It's being hosted somewhere, but I don't know. It's not relying on.
Yeah, but if you want to watch it again and it's gone, then what? You want to show it to your friend?
It's almost like things never disappear now, do they? I don't know.
But it's almost not like that either, though.
You're right.
It's both.
It all depends on what you're into. You better like stuff that internet nerds like.
Yeah, exactly.
If you are into Doctor Who or Battlestar Galactica,
yeah,
like, don't bother downloading those, and don't back up those. They will be there forever.
Right.
But
Star Wars.
But if you want to,
no one needs to burn a copy of Star Wars.
Australia's Next Top Model episodes.
Right.
Get on the stick.
I got almost 40 gigs of Big Brother UK on my hard drive.
That you will never watch again.
I would love to watch it again. I'm watching it again right now. I'm putting it on right now.
Oh.
Yep. Can't hear you.
No.
If you're talking, I can't hear you. I'm watching Big Brother UK. Oh, so good. Oh, so good. Oh, so still good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I could just delete that shit. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you know what? You got the terabyte drives you can get now.
Yeah.
Holographic drives coming out.
Terabytes still, it's not enough.
No, remember, that's kind of like when you were a little kid and someone said, "Man, imagine if you had $100," and you're like, "Oh, fucking $100!"
Right.
You can fucking imagine what $100 would be like.
Yeah,
that's what that's like. And then now, we say a terabyte, huh? I'd probably fill that up in a weekend.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Did you know the last third of any show is me just agreeing with you?
You know, it sounds like you're getting ready to leave.
That's the sounds I make by the door at my parents' house.
Kidding. Ready. Okay.
Well, we should wrap it up so we got time to post the bonus show after this one.
Make it go fast like a chipmunk.
All right, we'll speed it up a little.
I mean, I'm being like a chipmunk.
Yeah. So send your news, topics. Tell us what to do. Tell us you like us.
Tell us what we can't do.
Yeah. Just try it. Yeah. See what happens. Oh, right.
Yes?
I'm like, now, how does the show end? What do I need to do to stop this? Hey, baby.
fetus.
Oh, okay. Shit. That's close.
Hey. It's 9:26. 26 past the hour.
It's 11:26.
Oh, yeah.
34 minutes before the hour.
34 minutes at the top of the hour.
Yeah. Spotify by the podcast, Brian and Phil.
Is it? It's us.
Webisode, yep. Mobisode 331.
Three?
231.
Thank you.
I got way ahead of myself.
Is it two? Episode 31.
This is not the future. Yeah, so a lot's happened since... last week.
Okay. Probably. Recap. Weekly recap.
It's Thanksgiving.
For you, maybe.
Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right, it was.
It was Canadian Thanksgiving for me. It was
Thanksgiving for everybody. For you. You had Columbo Day.
Yeah.
What did you Columbo anything?
Did not get any mail.
Did you Columbus anything?
That's all you do.
Mrs. Columbus?
You stare at the mailbox and you don't get anything.
Aww.
What were you hoping for? Bios.
Yeah.
Captain Bios.
Yeah. Spencer got some Christmas birthday presents yesterday.
Birthday presents.
Mm. Yeah. His birthday's at a weird time.
What time is that?
Right after the school year starts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of time.
I do know. Mine's in November. It's not too close to the beginning of the school. But
still.
Yeah,
you don't know
yeah.
who your real bros are.
That's true. I never knew.
Giving out invitations today for his birthday party.
Yeah. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it is. You don't know what you're going to get.
It's make it or break it time.
Yeah. Life is like a box of crapshoots.
Oh. My sister's birthday's in August, and she always hated it because all her friends were on summer vacation.
Yeah. So what'd she do?
Often did not have very big birthday parties.
No. I almost gave Spencer the option this year. I'm like, well, you want a birthday party or you want more friends?
Oh. Hey, you know, that's
partying free, you know?
It's true, man. And sometimes if you look enough, sometimes it mounts.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
I wonder what shows.
Aren't there shows on?
Shows.
I don't know.
You want to give me the remote and I'll find something else for you?
I can't get my finger out of this.
Yeah, we've all been there, babe. Go get the remote. TV update.
Regular listeners of the Spy vs. Spy podcast, or perhaps those who skipped ahead in time. Maybe if you listen to some old episodes, you would say, hey, that kid sounded exactly like the other kid.
Yeah. Didn't that used to be a baby?
Yep.
That's what I always say.
No, she sounds like Spencer used to.
Yeah.
Man, that'll change soon.
He sounds like me now, and yeah. I sound like some grandpa dude.
What does your dad sound like?
Oh, I don't know. Some middle ground type thing. A big ham neck.
It sounds like middle distance.
Yeah.
Ham neck?
Yeah, he's got a ham neck.
Oh, okay.
Neck like a ham.
Hmm. Does it have little X's in it?
Yeah, the clothes.
Little pineapples stuck to, what are those? Pinned to the outside.
Yeah. What are those little things that stick in there? That's their
garlic.
Clumber seeds. What are they called?
What?
You want to watch that?
Capers?
Word World? Well, I don't need to change the channel. You got it under control. No, they're not capers. I know there's something rigid. They're not peppercorns. There's something, I know they could stab them in. Maybe they are cloves. Chives?
Coriander?
Chives. I think they're cloves, man. I think they're cloves.
Cloves and a ham, huh? That would be okay, I guess.
Yeah. Just on the outside ham flesh, where the lines intersect. It's a weird way to make a ham.
Yeah, you should wrap it in bacon.
That's the cartoon ham, though.
That's right.
That's the ham that you always, like, hit a bulldog with.
Or the bone. With the bone in it for the handle.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
I love that.
How about this? You know how you have chicken and pea drumsticks, and it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Remember that TV show, It's Like You Know?
No.
Me neither.
But yeah, you have ham with turkey, yeah.
Mini ham drumsticks. It wouldn't have to be that mini, but, you know, sort of like single serving size.
Yeah.
Three serving size, yeah, back.
I like the idea of fake meat on porcelain bones.
What are you doing?
What?
Why are you doing that?
Why? What? Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about that? Oh, Phil, you said that 204 shows ago.
That's right.
So it's...
to mention the recap episode that we did.
That's true.
All right.
Man, you got a memory like a steel trap. You could tell me The same stuff you said last show, and I would not even be fazed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could put on the last show, and I wouldn't even...
Play?
No. Huh?
As a play?
Yeah. Yeah. Put it on in County Square.
It was a whirlwind of a show that lasted a really long time. It was a long whirlwind.
Yeah? Was it good?
I think so.
I didn't listen to it.
I think we left a lot of things on the table on that one.
Like what? Let's clear off the table. We got a to-do list. Let's.
Oh, I didn't make a to-do list, but
you're not a very good producer.
Hey.
By the way, you're the producer.
What does that make you?
You're fucking up. Huh?
Does that make you the engineer?
No, I'm the sidekick.
Oh,
that's it.
You got a producer and a sidekick.
Uh huh.
It's a good show. No egos.
I'm like a grunt.
Hmm.
Side grunt.
I'm like Zap.
You can't be Zap. I'm Zap.
Why?
Because you wanted to be Zap.
Because you have a mustache.
Yeah. Ugh. You saw my mustache in NRL. What did you think of that thing?
Wow.
It's like all the different gauges of fishing line.
Yeah, you should have peeled it off.
Yeah.
Left it on the wall behind one of the paintings in the room.
Yeah. That's not all I... Wait.
Hmm?
Nothing.
What's this?
Nothing. Shut all up right. about that.
All right. Your wife listens to the show.
What? No, she doesn't.
Well, that's what she wants you to think.
She wants me to think that she doesn't listen?
That's right.
Oh, I see. Nope. Don't think so.
Okay.
Stupid. Let's go. Come on. make this a comedy show, Brian.
No, well, all right. Let's talk about death then.
Yeah.
No, we didn't talk about our death plans.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, what are your death plans?
Plan one day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What day?
I don't know.
What would be the best day of the week to die on for you? What?
Well, hopefully when I'm old, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But if it was to happen, like, this week?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'd probably want to enjoy my weekend. Monday.
Yeah, like, first thing, like, on your way to work on Monday,
yeah, because
right?
You squeeze all you could out of the weekend. You're like, well, I'm not doing anything else on my way to work. This commute is bullshit. The commute, after all, is part of work.
You die on the commute, and then it's like, you get that little, oh, phew.
I think
I don't gotta go to work.
I think that places of business should pay you for your commute.
Yeah, totally.
And, I mean, they would probably tend to hire people who lived closer to them, I guess.
Which I'm also fine with that.
Could be a bit of a problem, but everybody should. But that's good. It's good for the environment. Everyone stay local. Stay in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
And
comedically disagree. No, Brian, that's a terrible idea. And I don't know. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
No, I think so too. You should be paid from as soon as you get up.
Pretty much.
As soon as you get home. Your time clock could be at your house, basically.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Jobs.
I got nothing. I don't want to talk about that. I'm just talking about death instead.
Yeah, when are you going to die? How are you going to die? What do you want to do when you die? What do you want to happen to your body? Anything?
I don't care. I was eaten by worms. I don't know.
It's a weird thing.
I don't know. It's funny. It's funny how people care about that.
They should just, get a big aquarium tank full of worms and just drop bodies in rather than going through the hole. Dig the hole in. Piranhas don't eat meat.
What?
It's true.
They just eat bones?
No, I read Snopes did.
They drink it.
Piranhas,
they liquefy
it
with their saliva first.
They just bite and sip. They don't actually swallow any meats.
They chew.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense. Because how would they eat? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. They just drink blood.
They just like the biting sensation.
If they ever stop biting, they will die.
That's right. Remember that one X-Files when that guy had to keep going west?
No.
That one X-Files when a guy had to keep going west, otherwise his head was going to explode.
Was it Billy West?
He had to, like, be actively moving west. Like, he couldn't just take him all the way west.
It was like a cross between Billy West and Sally Forth.
Yes. Spoiler alert, his head exploded.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
It actually did?
Yeah.
I never watched that X-Files. Does that kind of stuff happen a lot?
Yeah, usually there's one person who knows why the freaky stuff's happening, and they die right before the last commercial. And then there's the last commercial.
If I were them, I would be like, cancel all commercials.
Yeah.
I must piss those guys off, huh?
I guess.
I feel the third act coming up. I think that is I think it's one of the main ways that TV and possibly movies... Yeah, all those. How those have fucked up the world, you know? Because if it's a play or a book or I don't know, stuff like that, they can be as long as you want, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes there's, false endings or ends of chapters or things, and a book can cover as much time, fake time, or real time, as you want, right?
Yes.
But a movie, you know, it's like, it has the acts and the scenes, and it always has a sort of flow, and it kind of has to follow that, otherwise it feels weird pacing-wise, and you know.
Yes.
And, I think it falsely leads people to believe there will be resolutions and climaxes and things like that in life.
Another thing about books is that when you're reading a book, you know how much you have left at all times.
Ooh, that's interesting.
You never, yeah. But,
but I mean, in that, the only that way you know about page, movies that is, final page could say anything.
Well, yeah. Go back to page 20.
Oh.
If you want a happy ending, there was one.
Oh. Oh. What if the last page just said, like, you have died?
Wow.
Like a Choose Your Own Adventure book?
Yeah. Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah,
it was called Drive.
Which one?
That episode.
Of? X-Files?
The X-Files. Yep.
Is that what people who love the show are called?
Yeah. Oh, man. No, they're called X's or something. Philophiles or something stupid like that.
And,
dumb. X-Trekkies. Fucking.
What about not calling yourself anything?
Oh, shit.
What about saying, I like that show. It's okay. It's good. Yeah. It's good. I really like that show.
There's lots of stuff to like. You don't
do it.
You don't have to stuff so much that you are identified by it. If that's happening, you like that thing too much. Put that down.
Yes. Go do something else for a little while. Doesn't mean you have to stop. It doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you got to balance it out. You got to balance it out.
Yeah.
Rant.
Stupid fucking dicks.
I've never seen a full episode of that show, X-Files.
Really?
I've seen a full one. I saw part of one. I was like, oh, this looks neat. Turn it off. My brother used to be into it. My brother watches all kinds of any science fiction program on TV he watches, no matter how crappy.
No matter how fictional?
Yeah. Hmm. He watched that Kevin Sorbo one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Andromedia.
Isn't that Hercules?
Yes, Hercules.
Is that what it was called? Or billed as? Or is that how...
No.
Did they downplay that aspect of it?
He cut his hair slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, I forget. Maybe this is too early for me to be talking about show.
Yeah, man. What do we have that it's the right time amount of ways for you to be to talk about?
I don't know. Probably what should happen is I should finish my coffee before we start the show instead of me starting the coffee at the same time.
It's too late now.
Let me just check this.
All right.
And then in 10 to 15 minutes, I will be ready.
We'll be done then, though.
Oh, no. Yeah. How do you think the show will die?
I think it will get hit by the bus.
Oh.
What's up?
Will they replace us with cousins?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yep. Here we go. Virgil Noakes, I'm Agent Scully. This is Agent Mulder. We're with the FBI.
Are you reading fanfic?
No.
We should read two separate scripts. You get a scene, and you read one part, and I'll read the other part, and we'll see if they match up.
We could try that.
No, let's not. Let's not do that. What are you doing?
I'm trying to poke you.
What?
You won't do it.
Oh, this. What are you... You showing me something on the internet? Are we reading this?
I don't know.
Okay. Who am I?
You're Virgil Noakes. You'll be Virgil Noakes.
Where do I start?
You say yeah.
Yeah?
Virgil Noakes! I'm Agent Scully. This is Agent Mulder. We're with the FBI.
Jehovah's Witness?
No, sir. Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Wait, who's Mulder?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, this fuck. We have to have a guest.
Yeah, we can't do it. We can't do it. Sorry.
Damn it. All right.
Oh, well. I do have a free copy of Watchtower for you.
I'll turn it into your attention!
Sugar beets. Sugar beets.
I can hear what he's saying.
Who? Sugar beets.
Brian.
You can hear what Brian's saying?
Yeah.
Sugar beets.
Say something.
Sugar beets.
Oh, man, the speakers have been on this whole time.
Sugar beets.
You've been learning swears?
Sugar beets.
Yeah. Names and swears.
I don't know what those are.
You know, bad words. You know any bad words?
Poochie.
What?
You know any other ones? Poochie. You got any others?
Poochie.
Yeah. Just Bucci.
Blue cheese.
Yep.
What is it? How good is that?
What?
I don't know that one.
Bucci?
Yeah.
That's a little song you sing.
It's a bad word?
Yeah. A song we sing about a bad word named Bucci.
What?
That's what happens when you have kids.
Oh. I don't understand your world.
I dreamt I found some more kids. Oh, it sucked.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I keep having dreams where I acquire more children.
Acquire?
Mm-hmm.
By which
means? Find them in the yard and stuff.
They're not yours?
No.
Or they are yours and you've forgotten about them?
No, they're definitely not mine.
Oh. Proud. Ethnic?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep
acquiring. Maybe it's not a dream, it's real.
Maybe you
have
not.
Maybe you have an underground railway.
They are neglected, if it's true.
They're leg-necked?
Yeah. Naked from the legs up.
Oh my god.
That's all I said. You can wear my leg warmers. My anklets. You can have my flippers.
From the leg up.
Damn it. Well, this is the Spire Spy podcast.
This is the worst one ever. Let's start over.
No, we'll post this. This is fine.
What? Don't do it.
It's quality.
Please hammer.
Please hammer. Don't do it.
Don't post them.
Nope. What else we got? We got any more last minute business?
All of it.
Yeah. All the jokes.
Yeah. Forgot those. Put those in post.
Yeah. I think we're tired. And we can't do a late night show because it's no good.
No.
Try doing a late night. It's weird and no good.
Awful.
We try to do it early. And this happens.
No.
We do it at just the right time and it's magic.
Magic.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I don't know.
What's the next move? We get some cousins.
Some Katamari cousins?
Yeah.
Love it.
Signed this show over to Tom and Bob.
Yeah, Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom's Boarding Zoo!
Boarding. Boring Zoo. Zoo is boring.
I'm just saying that the longer we talk right now, the more likely I am to just put this up.
Oh my god, you're right. Okay, cut the music.
Do-do-do. No, this might be good. Now that you're on the spot.
What?
You're on the spot now.
What, we're not starting over?
Maybe not. Dun-dun-dun. Okay. We could start over.
Yeah, we didn't even say anything.
No words have taken place. Is that it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Wait,
tune in next time.
Starting again?
No, it's the ending music for this.
Don't play ending music for that.
Ending music.
It doesn't deserve it.